It's going to be a work in progress. We're looking around the country to find out any legislation that is enforceable. My sheriff has had a problem. He taken it, you know, took it to court case. Local counties can't afford to take these cases. They made them drop it because we can't afford to fund that type of lawsuit, even though, like, we had the one in St. Genevieve yesterday. We've had one in St. Francis County. We've one in Washington County. These counties cannot afford, so we've got to come up with something that we as a state can enforce that is going to be able to stand up and not going to put counties in a financial predicament that they can't afford to take it to court. And that's what we're looking at. Now, it's just a start. We realize we're going to bring some people in that are experimenting around the country with different laws and how it's worded so that we can do those things.
Are you convinced there is a way?
Well, I think that it has to be very balanced between their ability for free speech and yet the community's ability to restrict craziness. And when I say craziness, you have the ability for free speech, but you're not allowed to stand up in a crowded movie theater and yell fire. And the same way, you shouldn't be allowed to stand up at a funeral when emotions are high and cause just the same reaction as you would in a theater to yell that these people are going to hell and create an atmosphere that could immediately spark a major confrontation.
So how does your bill start out to try to strike that balance? What would it do?
Well, we've been using legislation from another state that's been proposed, but we realize this is not being the final version. We're trying to get people in right now because states all over are dealing with this, trying to figure out what's the latest and best. By the time the session would be over, is that we would have the latest and the best strategy in the bill to approve. This is just to get the thing started in the system, knowing that this is what we're looking for, and when we finally do it on the floor here, the wording would be what we consider the constitutional lawyers that might be the best way to do it.
When you said Dempsey had a problem with it, are you
St. Charles?
You're referring to the protest?
No. He's wanting to come on board and try to work something out for his county having the same problem.
Okay.
They're trying to. What we're having is counties are trying to enact their own ordinances around the state, which we don't think that's the way to solve it. The state needs to take the lead and say this is a reasonable solution and it should be held accountable county by county. Anytime you piecemeal it county by county doesn't make much sense, whereas the state needs to lead, and he's wanting to work with me to try to come up with some legislation that deals with his county's problem that he has the same as mine. Sheriff Bullock has confronted him, said that he wasn't going to, and then he goes to court, and the commissioners and everybody said, hey, we can't afford this lawsuit. We can't afford to be spending tens of thousands of dollars in the county side of St. Francis to defend this. We need to come up with something universally that the attorney general can defend the state rather and the state's purse rather than the individual counties.
We haven't had any violence yet, but do you have?
No, I think, oh, absolutely. You get down to my area and you tell the family, or not the family, just friends and the Patriot Guard, and start calling people names and things because they served this community honorably and have died for this country, and it's just an emotional tinderbox.
Can you, given the tenor of the court ruling so far, though, that however crazy they might be perceived, Westboro Baptist Church has a First Amendment right to do what they're doing. Can you craft any?
They have a right to do what they're doing by freedom of speech. They do not have the right to incite, to go to a funeral, and when the emotions arise, as I said before you got here, and stand up in a crowded theater and yell fire. You don't have the right to do that. You don't have the right to go in a situation, in my opinion, where you have hundreds and thousands of people and just try to stir it up. You know, if you were in a fight and somebody said their actions and they did this to you and did this to you and this, the courts would look at what provoked the action. They wouldn't just look at what happened in the action. And what I'm saying is we have to find a way to let them have their freedom of speech, but not in such a provocative way that it would set off a tinderbox.
And you think that's possible? That's right.
That's what we're working on.
We do have laws on inciting violence, which kind of assumes that violence is going to occur under a circumstance.
Right, but they don't assume that. They think that it's okay to go call people just terrible names and that people shouldn't be violent. And that's just, I don't share that opinion. And I'm not trying to make a big deal. I didn't do a press conference. That we are truly working on some wording to try to come up with something. We don't want it to be cumbersome for the counties. We don't want it to be a financial burden for the counties. And we don't want it to be a huge financial burden for the state or just do something symbolically. We'd like to find a solution.
This puts the state on the budget hook, though, for fighting this if there is a challenge. If you pass a statewide law, that relieves counties.
That's correct, and I think that's where it should be.
Refresh my memory of what your sheriff did. Did he say, no, you can't come in and do this, and then changed his mind after the county commission said?
Well, no. He confronted him, and there's a discrepancy on what actually, but he was threatening to not observe the laws and go ahead and move them. And that he had the right, as the law enforcement citing laws, like you said, that they if they were inciting, then he could move them. And other people said that they had freedom, and you were going to have to take that to court.
And then back down.
Right, because you were going to have to take that all the way. And I think he just dropped the lawsuit because, I mean, there's a lot of, not that he wasn't wanting to do it, but it's just you start getting into it, and who's footing the bills? And we don't have the resources to prosecute and defend criminals in the county right now, much less spending a lot of time and effort and money on attorneys to do a statewide, what I believe is a statewide function.